Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams about Tuesday's City Council meeting. Pretty quick meeting, actually, Aaron. In that meeting, we talked a little bit about amending some ordinances, set a public hearing date, and then a supplemental agreement. If you would, just take us through those bullet points, exactly what all transpired in Tuesday's meeting.
Yeah, first, we as staff took direction from council. This goes back to the previous council meeting. There was a request to look at and consider a change to the city code as it relates to commercial garbage hauling. The council gave direction that it was time to maybe make a change. Historically, Knoxville has limited it to three licenses, three folks who can haul commercial garbage. We actually had four firms who were doing that because of one firm being grandfathered in. So four firms hauling commercial trash. The council direction, as I said, was to look at that code and to open that up so that we could have more than four haulers at any given time. And so last night, the city attorney had prepared an ordinance to make that change to city code to open that up for more than the four haulers. And that was passed. That was the first of three readings. And so we still have two more readings to go before that officially changes the city code. But the first of those readings did pass last night.
And now also in that meeting, you reset a public hearing date for September 18th for a property at 110 West Douglas Street. The city owns that Knoxville resident is wanting to demolish for the city. And then you also talked about a supplemental agreement for the 2017 street project. If you could talk about both those.
Yeah, first the property at 110 West Douglas. That's right. We had a neighboring property owner offer to the city that if we would deed the property over, that he would remove a dilapidated structure from that. And so we had to set a public hearing for that, and that was set. So that will take place on the 18th. At that point, council will be able to discuss if they would like to follow through with that offer or not. And then the supplemental agreement is with Snyder & Associates. That's the city's engineering firm. This will be for some additional services during the 2017 streets project that will be starting next week. Because of the funding source, there's going to be a lot of requirements we don't typically have to go through. And these will be coming from the Iowa Department of Transportation, the DOT. And, you know, these just mean more things and a few extra steps that we'll have to take as a staff to make sure, because at the end of the project, there will be an audit. And if we complete that audit successfully, then we'll continue to be able to be eligible for these funding sources. An audit that doesn't go successfully could put those in jeopardy. And so we feel like it's really important to make sure that we are successful in that audit. And these types of funds, we've let them build for a long period of time. This is the first time we've used this specific funding source in over 10 years. So we want to make sure that we do it right. This isn't something that we do every day. And so Snyder & Associates, who has a lot of experience working with this type of funding, will be there to help backstop and make sure that the city has all of its ducks in a row and that everything goes smoothly for us.
Now, as part of the 2007 street improvement project, something we've been talking about for seems like the past year, Robinson Street construction. You mentioned in your report at the end of the meeting, construction will begin on Monday. Take the Knoxville listeners through what exactly that means, where exactly they will see the construction begin potentially on Monday, and roughly how long will they see the construction on Robinson Street?
At this point, our expectation is that work will begin on Monday the 11th. Now, I say it a little bit vaguely there just because there are factors involved. Whenever I talk about construction, you always have to talk about weather. That's always going to be a potential factor. The other factor in this is making sure that we have product available. And so there was one delay already because of asphalt and asphalt production. We think that that shouldn't be an issue, and so it's expected that the contractor will begin on the 11th. The project was bid with two phases, and phase one is required to be done yet this season, this year. And so that's the part that will start on Monday. And that would be Robinson Street starting at Highway 14 down to Kent Street. That part will be done this year. And that's the part we expect to be closed starting next week. There's a second phase to this that covers other blocks of Robinson Street. And it also includes Jackson Street east of Highway 14. Those could start this year, but we're not sure that they will. It's all going to depend on how quickly that phase one that I mentioned between the highway and Kent, how quickly that is completed. If that's completed in relatively short order, they have the option to go ahead and get started on phase two. But the contract was also bid that they could wait till the spring for that too. And so we're not sure. We're going to kind of have to wait and see how that first phase between the highway and Kent goes on Robinson. And then we will follow up with the contractor to find out whether Jackson and the other blocks of Robinson happened this year or not.
Where do residents, if they have questions about that improvement, maybe the resident live right there or another route they need to get through that road, where do they go to get those questions answered?
They can always contact us here at City Hall. We also have a frequently asked questions and mailers that we door hanger sometimes. We'll put those with those residents. Those will include phone numbers both here for City Hall, for Snyder & Associates as the engineer, and for the specific staff person, Richard Breeze. It includes his cell phone, as he's the most connected to the project and best able to answer the questions. So all that information is available to those residents, like I say, along with the frequently asked questions to handle questions like how your mail service will be handled, how your garbage service, and we'll always use our website and the local media to try and keep an update on timeframes too.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash Clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.